Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Or call us.
You can call us.
We should have got some more calls yesterday. We just didn't.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
I mean, let's just take calls on whatever we want to talk about.
Online, everybody wants to talk about Cakes' run.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe that we were talking about Cakes so much that he was trending locally in the D.C. area. That's pretty freaking cool.
Well, so,
and do we have an answer? Is day four today? Because they're 17 away from the money?
I mean, think it's today.
It's got to be, right?
Because yeah. I think the field's so whittled down.
It's got to be. Because they're probably going hand for hand now.
Right.
Well, he definitely adjusted his flight because he was supposed to come back today. So He obviously adjusted that.
Yeah.
He's going to come back a hero.
Yeah. But, we'll find out if he's
I will say that when Brett and I were doing... our podcast, Mediocre Poker, years ago. And I was doing a lot of work with Phil Galfond and some of the greatest poker minds out there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys that I did a podcast with, and who was one of these mentors for PLO people, whatever, he final tabled it. And Brett and I went there to sweat him for the final table. And it was one of the coolest things ever. Mm-hmm. Like when you feel like you have a connection to someone that's at the final table and they're playing for $10 million. And believe me, I didn't know him that well. I just did a podcast with him. We were friendly. But when you're, it's kind of like how people know Cakes. When you feel like you have a connection to someone, you're all in on the sweat. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Can you imagine? Because it's thrilling for you, how thrilling it is for
them?
That person.
Yeah, I can't.
If Cakes made the final table, we would be doing the show from there, right?
I think we'd have to.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of crazy to even think about it, but
I know it's a long way. But it did creep into my mind a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it crept into mind because Rom already is planning it.
Yeah.
You know, he texted me. Are you guys going to be going to the final table if Cakes makes it?
To him and Farley planning
I think
together.
Him and Brett. Actually,
I saw him and Farley, but maybe.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people
would.
Dude,
a lot of people would.
You imagine?
But it's, the chances are very, very low, but it is, if he got there, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth the sweat. It's super exciting.
What'd you say the chip leader had right now?
Oh, I didn't even look. I knew they said the guy that he was sitting next to had 6.4 million.
Oh, wow.
Oh, already that much.
Good Lord. But he could have bled.
Yeah. You know, you kind of said that's this crazy. Yesterday, EB, but it struck me during his interview that he's basically been preparing for this for a decade.
At least we kind of
make fun of him, but he watches old episodes of the World Series of Poker over and over. So he's seen every hand out there. He's seen all the series. Doesn't mean that luck isn't still involved, but he kind of knows all these situations.
Luck's massively.
Oh, definitely gonna get lucky.
1.9. Maybe the person had 6.4 million in tournament and career winnings.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So the leader's right around 2 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, he's below average. He's got to double up a few times. But first thing, honestly, he should just hold on to cash. He has that on his resume. Look, I think it's pretty cool that if you go to Cakes' name on Poker News, they have a bunch of pictures of him playing in at the MGM. Cakes has got career earnings.
Yeah.
You know? Cakes
hopefully
has made
can add
something
to that.
$28,000 or something in live career earnings.
He'll get some decent hands, some good hands. He can double up at least once, and then he can really just kind of chill and get a nice
be
payday.
Great, but I'm guessing he's not going to get too frisky.
Well, if he gets dealt a silly hand.
But
you
really
never know.
The likelihood of doubling up, the likelihood is more when you have something unlike King King or
true,
Ace Ace.
True.
You know what I mean? That's when you really can
surprise
people.
Yeah, but you can also prey on people who have stacks lower than you. So hopefully he has a couple people at his table that are more desperate.
It's true. True.
Well, just
but
like
he's
his
pretty low.
Just like his first double up when he had he flopped the boat and the
guy
had two pair.
Right.
So he walked into that.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that will happen today.
Yeah.
So I assume he starts again today at noon.
I guess. I don't know why the coverage didn't start till 6 on the YouTube page or whatever, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
And whoever the guys were that were doing the commentary, I thought they were really good. And like breaking down the hands and how people were playing. And
maybe Cakes will call us today at 6:45. Or, I mean, at 6:45 his time.
I don't know. I don't want to wake the guy up.
I know. I'm sure he's
getting his rest.
It looked like he just bagged his chips
tired.
When I got up in the morning an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it probably takes him a while to wind down.
Yeah.
Got to knock out a whistle.
Yeah, you know, he has a couple beers.
Yeah.
It looks like Doug Polk, Chance
Cornith.
Cornith. We're on the call.
Oh, really? Doug was one of the guys?
Yeah.
I know Doug.
Doug Polk?
I didn't recognize his voice. Okay. Very cool.
So we'll hopefully get more news from Cakes today. All right. So the sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. We're a huge spring incentive. Well, you know, we're going to change that because it's not spring anymore. It's summer. Summer incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for my buddy Josh Cochran. Just like I did. Make it Malloy. You can check him out online. Malloy.com. Malloy.com.
You're a pro.
I am a pro. All right, so the Nats lose to the Cardinals. All right, so they've got 5 more games left before the All-Star break. They go out to St. Louis last night, and they lose 4-2 in Miguel Cairo's first game as interim manager.
Do you do anything different?
I don't know. Shake up
the lineup?
Doesn't look like it. I mean,
of course not.
Can you do?
I mean, what else can you do?
I actually thought it was Russell that tweeted this yesterday. I thought he had a great observation that so far of the two moves, the Cairo one is more of the same.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and then the maybe if they stick with DeBartolo, maybe there's a little bit of a change there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of in philosophy, possibly.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
But the Cairo, I mean, baseball's baseball.
I mean, the 37-54, I mean, this year is obviously dead. They're not going to make any crazy run to try and, you know, get to 500 in the second half. That's just not going to happen.
I don't think so.
And Cakes and I are going to lose our win total bet. But last night, C.J. Abrams had a couple hits. Jake Irvin started. He gave up 4, walked 4 in 6 innings. So he wasn't great. Went against Sonny Gray last night. Sonny Gray was much better. He got his 9th win. Brendan Donovan's good. He's left fielder for the Cardinals. He hit a 3-run bomb. He's hitting about 300. He's good. So anyway, so they lose 4-2. Did Mikel Cairo have any post-game audio we can play? Is that?
Oh, well, they had pre-game audio about.
Oh, he did.
About Davey.
Can you play that for me?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's hear it.
Is that where he was crying? I heard he was crying, or he was crying in the office at some point, but Davey gave him the go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The only approval, the only blessing that I need, it was from my friend Dave Martinez, and the reason I'm doing this right now, and I take the job because I got his blessing, and if he would have told me no, I would have gone home with him. I would have go to see my family, but he told me to do it. You know, continue doing what we start. And I'm going to miss him today, but, you know, the relationship is always going to be there. I know him for so many years, and our families are very tight, and I relieve. I wouldn't do it without his saying. It means the whole world. I wouldn't accept the job if he wouldn't say no. That's why I stay back. I didn't want to leave without talking to him.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Got to respect that.
Absolutely. So anyway, so they'll get back at it tonight in St. Louis. A couple of the notes from baseball yesterday/last night. The Yankees pounded the Mariners 10-3. Judge hit his 34th And Cal Raleigh, both starters in the American League All-Star game, Cal Raleigh, catcher for the Mariners, hit his 36th. I mean, they're just putting up stupid.
Did Shohei yesterday or the day before hit 31?
Shohei's got 31.
He hit one last night.
Yeah.
Although they lost their fifth in a row, and they lost in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's got a rookie pitcher who's just – He's like 6'7". He just throws gas. Jacob Mizorowski. Mm-hmm. He was a second round pick, I think, like 3 years ago. Committed to play at LSU, but he signed with them with the Brewers, and he's just been really good. He's 4-1 with a 2.80 ERA. He got the win last night. Struck out 12 Dodgers, so the Dodgers are on a little bit of a losing streak here. The Orioles lost to the Mets, but Jackson Holliday. Man, he's just a totally different hitter, Valdez, this year.
Coming into his own.
Couple of hits, including a home run. I believe that's home run number 12.
Hold on, who was this you said?
Jackson Holliday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But they did lose 7-6 in extras last night. So a couple of interesting things from the major leagues. Also, we got to talk about, man, the Wizards. They just don't stop. They traded Kelly Olynyk, who they acquired a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they traded him for a couple players and a second-round pick. So they traded him to San Antonio. They're going to get Malachi Branham and Blake Wesley, who were both first-round picks in 2022, but barely play. And then they also get a 2026 second-rounder. Olynyk, of course, is 34, and he was here for about 2 weeks. He was a part of that C.J. McCollum-Jordan Poole swap between the Wiz and,
well, somebody
and the Pellies.
Somebody put out there, I don't know if it was Standig or somebody, when you look at the glut at like the 3-4 position, mm-hmm. whatever, I mean,
there's
it's
a million
wild.
Of them.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
And they got to get rid of a bunch more still.
You're right.
So I said, I look at it as Lord of the Flies, and we'll see who emerges as the best. I think this is almost safe to say. If you get traded to the Wizards and you're over 25, you're not part of the long-term plan.
Probably not.
In fact, if you're over 22, there's a chance you're not part of the long-term plan.
Yeah, it's probably true. I don't know. I was having this discussion with somebody yesterday on the golf course about it, though. You're just, when you go this route, you're committed to years and years and years of losing.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, hopefully there's a payoff where you could go on a 7 to 10 year run, but we are committed to losing for years.
Or you get lucky, right? Because Detroit was on that same path, and they didn't go years and years and years. They went
a pretty long time.
And Houston.
They had a bunch of picks.
True, yeah, but
Detroit went
a good 5 years.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Right. But he's making it sound like 15 years.
Oh, no.
I'm saying like
the Houston Rockets went a little bit less than that. So maybe if you just got to get lucky, and these guys got to really start producing in year two and three.
It's not the path I choose. I say it a million times, but this is where we are.
All right, Wimbledon.
Let me just say the key is hitting on the mega superstar.
Right.
That's what it's all about, and that's why they get distraught.
That's also luck.
It is luck, but that's why they get distraught when they don't make it. I mean, if you look, now they weren't as bad as the Wizards, but the Mavericks landed Luka, and then within 2 years, they're in the playoffs. You know what I mean? You gotta hit like on that guy.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't hit rock bottom with like 17 wins, but they were a 24-win team. Then they drafted them, got to 33, then they get to 43, and they're making playoffs.
Right. I mean, they get the one in a million guy.
Okay. Well, when you're tanking,
I think
you got to get that guy.
Yeah, but I think it's unlikely. I mean, just to bank on that, there has to be that guy available, you know? And then you can't be like one pick short. Like, it's just, there's so many things.
I don't expect this, but maybe Alex Saar develops into an Anthony Davis type player and can lift you up.
Let's hope.
By the way, the Summer League games are, you know, starting. Wizards start on Friday. There's going to be a game coming up between the Lakers and the Mavs. They say it's the most expensive summer league game in history because it's Bronny versus Cooper Flagg. Plus, you know, those teams engineered the trade where Luka comes to the Lakers.
Today?
Anthony Davis goes.
I don't think it's today.
Tickets are going for an average of $201.
They're basically
it's day one of the Vegas summer league.
They're paying to see Cooper. Bronny was terrible last night. Bronny had a bucket.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 2 points in 15
I'm tired
minutes.
Of talking about Bronny. No one's going to see Bronny. They're going to see Cooper Flagg. That's why they're paying $200
a ticket. True. That's true.
They play Thursday night.
Yeah. And the Wizards start Friday, correct?
Yes.
Friday. Hey, real quick, Wimbledon, they're in the quarterfinals, so they'll be whittled down to the semis today. On the men's side, Sinner will play Ben Shelton today. Now we gotta kinda wait to see. This is supposed to start at 9:30. You have to wait to see what Sinner's elbow issue is. Yesterday, he had an MRI, or maybe it was 2 days ago, he had an MRI, and I'm sure they already have the results. They just haven't told the media. But he had an indoor practice yesterday, so he didn't want the media or fans to see him. But he's supposed to play Shelton today at 9:30, so we'll see there.
So Shelton's girlfriend is Trinity Rodman. That's what's kind of gone viral or whatever. That's like the most I think I know about Ben Shelton. That's it.
He's fun.
That's my file.
You know, he serves at 200 miles an hour, right? I mean
he's fun really to watch.
I assume all the last them. Couple of years.
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, Sinner does too. I mean, Sinner, he can serve.
And you know, his dad was a pro.
But we'll see what his elbow's like. But that's today at 9:30. At 10, it's going to be Joker against Coboli, the Italian. That's at 10 o'clock. All right. So Fritz is already into the semis. He won yesterday. And then Alcaraz, he smoked Nori in three sets. So he's in. So Fritz will play Alcaraz in the semis tomorrow. On the women's side, still have an American. All right. Her name's Amanda Amanasova. And her parents are Russian, but she was brought to New Jersey when she was young, her and her sister. And she is going to play Sabalenka. So Sabalenka and Amanasova both won yesterday. Today, Andreeva will play Bencic. Okay. Andreeva's 18 years old. She's Russian. Fun to watch. And Swiatek will play Samsonova. So kind of expect Andreeva and Swiatek to advance there. But you got one American left on the women's side in the semis, and you've got possibly two on the men's side.
Very cool. Remember, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock, the former Nationals president of baseball operations and GM. He'll jump on at 9. Right here on the Junkies.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.